It's Casey Musgraves with Dry Spell. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And that is a song we must discuss this morning. By the way, sorry, it's Emma and Marty hanging out with you this morning. It's a song we must discuss this morning. And if you've only ever listened to that song very casually, then you probably don't really know what's going on within the song. I've been dying to talk about this song for weeks. Just to say, if there are kids in the car, yep, we're going there. A little bit feisty for the next few minutes, so just bear that in mind. I want to just preface by saying there are some songs that have gone on the radio that have been, in my opinion, totally unnecessarily censored, okay? So, for example, I lolled years ago because, you know the song Three Nights by Dominic Fike? Yeah?
Yeah.
It goes like this. A lot of radio stations, when this song was big, as a listener of radio, I lived in Waterford at the time, so I listened to loads of different stations. They censored that. The lyrics are... I'm too far gone in all the wrong ways. And some stations were obviously getting complaints saying that they're cursing in that. Right?
Yeah.
They were censoring it. Another song that I feel was unnecessarily censored by some stations. Between your legs. The Weeknd song. What's it called? Not Starboy. Say again.
I feel it coming.
Yeah. This is the lyric. The heat between your legs. I mean, she could have dropped her she could have dropped her cup of tea. Now we don't know what's wrong between. Anyway, obviously I've talked a lot about the Jack Harlow song. Jack Harlow is basically saying, I don't like that. It's not for me. I like to keep things vanilla. Keep your... I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. Stay away from me. I only like it nice and gentle, ladies, right? And all censored. All censored. Whereas in comes Casey Musgraves, right?
Yeah.
Onto our radio station, our precious radio station that censors everything.
Our precious Spin, yeah.
If you don't know who she is, she's an incredibly famous, multi-Grammy winning American singer-songwriter. She is a country singer. She's cool as it gets. But she said she wrote this record that you just heard on the radio during the longest single period of her life. She said it was really fun to be in the back room with so many old collaborators and friends, and nothing does humour better than goes those guys. She said, I was craving humour again. And the song is funny, but the song's not about a dry spell of weather. The song is about the fact that she's been getting none for a long time.
Getting none what, Emma?
She's been getting none and nothing. And she really goes into quite explicit detail about that. But because the lyrics are so cute and fun, you don't notice what she's saying. Have a listen. It's been a real long 335 days. And the last time, it wasn't good anyway. So let's just break this down. Not 365 days. She's saying it's been less than a year. 335 days. She knows the date in her head when she last got a little bit of loving.
It's been nearly a year. It's really cool. I like
and
that.
And she's also saying, and it was crap.
Yeah, but like,
I don't even have the good memories to hang on to. It was useless.
It's not a fun song if she comes on saying the last time.
It's been
way,
a while.
Way more dramatic, isn't
so
it?
So she goes into even more detail. I'm so lonely.
Lonely with a capital H, if you know what I mean. Well, I don't know what she means by that.
Martin, use your brain. Lonely with a capital H.
Honey.
If you're speaking with a southern twang in America.
I'm just trying to land you
she's
in
there.
She's
very honey.
Yeah, honey.
She's feeling a bit
honey. Being honey.
I love at the end. She's like, in case you don't know what I mean, she's like, let's be more clear.
I've
been sitting on the washing
machine. I sit on it too. What?
Why?
Because it's space to sit.
So she's been sitting on the washing machine because it's been 335 days. She's feeling lonely with a capital H, if you know what I mean. The last time it wasn't even good. Tired, lads. She's wrecked.
I think it's a really cool talent that a lot of artists have perfected, being able to say so many bad things in a song without using any bad words.
Exactly.
What a bop.
Honestly, isn't that unbelievable? And bear in mind, just go back. Guys, we're not allowed to say this. You're not allowed to do that because
are you trying to get yourself in trouble here? You're like coming at the company you work with.
It's so funny. Whereas here comes sweet Casey Musgrave sitting on her washing machine and everyone's like, hey, nobody. Like the kids singing along and everything.
Yeah, but like, I mean, whips and chains versus a washing machine, you know, she could be being wholesome.
She could be.
You know, homely.
Yeah, she could be.
Homely.
Mommy, why does Casey Musgrave sit in the washing machine? Ah, she just... Yeah. It's her favourite seat in the house, yeah, darling. Yeah.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.